I want to right now, Perry mentioned the other day, the follow-up nurture campaign. Remember, how many connections does it take to get a sale? 20, okay? Now, that's a general guideline, right? Somebody may say, well, I talked to 20 people and I didn't get a client. Well, if you play the numbers, it's probably going to happen. Remember, you can talk to one person 20 times, or you can talk to 20 people one time, you can talk to 5 people 4 times, you know how to do math. It's about staying in front of people. I thought that, I came back to exactly what Ayanna said yesterday, because I think it's probably the most wicked smart thing that I've seen for really locking down somebody and tying into what Perry said about getting that money, and that's selling those courses, giving that information, not giving, but selling that information for a nominal fee. Now you have a client. They may not be paying you every single month, but if they're going to get a bookkeeping service, 90% chance, or very, very highly, they're going to come to you, right? That is wicked smart. That's one of the questions that we get from people all the time. It's like, okay, this client isn't big enough. What should I do with them, right? Here is your solution. And it's passive income, semi-passive income, because you do have to create the content, okay? But you can do that, and now you have a revenue stream. Now, the most important thing, though, let's say you're selling it for $27 and you sell 2 a month. It's not about the $54. It's about the 24 new clients that you have. Don't consider those not to be clients. They're clients. Now you have 24 people that are in your pool, and probably some certain percentage of them, I don't know if that's 20%, half, 5%, who cares? That is a client. And that right there is my key takeaway, right? That is one of the things that we can do. And we're helping them. And I tell you, on that $27 product, make it worth $2,700, right? Don't think that you're going to give away too much information. Don't think that for 1 minute, if they're going to do it DIY with that $27, great. You got $27, you added value to this individual. But the law of numbers say that most of those people, if they decide that they need a bookkeeping professional, are going to come back to you, right? So see the power in that. Please don't glaze over that. But I'm going to share my screen here with you real quick, because Justin's going to talk about here in just a second, networking for people who hate networking. I love that title. That is great. And Justin's a master at that. I know that I give him grief, but he's one of the most wicked smart people that I know at all in this industry. And it's just amazing to see the evolution. When I was up in the bookkeeper elite room last night, which was
messy.
That was debauchery. No, not really. But just to see all these individuals that have just grown as people, right? I won't mention who I'm thinking about right now, but I remember having a conversation with one of the bookkeeper elite people, and this individual was almost in tears because of what was going on in their business. And to see their growth, where they are today, and knowing the numbers behind their business and where they are, I was like, I didn't know we had people doing that well. And to see their personal growth, it's just everything, right? And I cannot stress that enough about this is so much more than a business. This is so much more than earning money. We started off that way, but that's not where we ended up. And one thing I also want to encourage people that have one or two clients or maybe even no clients right now is that please don't get down on yourself. If you hear the people that, oh my gosh, they got 107 clients and I don't have but 2 and I can't. Don't do that. Don't compare your reality to somebody else's highlight reel. Don't kick yourself in the pants for where you're not. Look forward to where you want to be in your business. And I know that I can do that. I can always see that the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. I always wish that I got somewhere quicker. I always wish that I had more. But you can't do that. You are where you are. You don't have a rearview mirror. You only have a windshield going forward. So please, when you leave here today, I don't want you to be discouraged. I want you to be pumped up. I want you to be encouraged. And part of that comes with connecting with the people that are here around you. Hope everybody has made at least one good connection. I hope the people that are from Washington State, from California, the 2 from Iowa, right? The 2 from Iowa, you know, the 1 from Saskatchewan. I don't think we have any Canadians on. I'm sorry. I know that you're locked down until July 5th, but we want to see you here next year. I hope that you're making those connections. And I'm trying to figure out a way to facilitate that other than just being in the group. And I see you guys in the Attendify app doing that, and I love it. There's nothing that replaces it. I'm blabbing on. But what I want to do right here real quick, we've got about 15 minutes. Remember Perry was talking about staying in front of people and having an autoresponder? You've all been on that. You've been on ours, right? Where I get introduced to somebody virtually at a networking event, at the grocery store, whatever the case may be, and I get their email address, I get their phone number, and I get their name. I can put them into a system where I stay in front of them. I stay top of mind, okay? That's known as an autoresponder. And I just want to make this very, very simple of what it is. It's not about the technology, okay? It's about the connection. And one of the things that I don't want you to take away from this is that you're trying to be hype, you're trying to be marketing. The only thing you're trying to be is top of mind. And what you're trying to do with all of this, because we're going to talk about it specifically in an email format, but you can supplement this with a phone call, with a text message, as long as you get permission, with a handwritten note. That's very, very powerful, and one thing that most people overlook. You can supplement all of this. But staying with them, what you want to do in these emails is that you want to engage in a dialogue, a two-way, a one-way conversation. Imagine that you're on, let me go back to when I was dating way back in high school, right? If I kept writing a note to a girl in class and she never handed me a note back, that's probably not going to go anywhere, right? If you're on an app, a dating app, and you're messaging somebody and they're not messaging you back, unless you're a weirdo, you're probably not going to keep messaging that person, right? There's a great book called Tinder Nightmares. Totally inappropriate, but hilarious. I think there's a website, too. Don't go looking at it right now, but it's hilarious. And off, you're like, what the hell? This person needs to be put away. But you want to gauge, remember, all your emails, everything that you do, you want to engage in a two-way conversation. You want to ask a question. You want to be like you're across the table from the person, even though it's an email format. And one of the biggest mistakes I see is that, hey, I want to put all this stuff in there. I want to sell marketing. No, you're selling it. And remember, with these emails or with anything that you're doing for prospects, what are you trying to sell? The appointment, right? Sometimes you're doing a hard sell. Hey, you want an appointment? And sometimes you're doing it as a soft sell and a PS, and sometimes nothing at all. It's a how-to. So what I want to do, I know that we're all app happy, right? Everybody's like, what's the app that's going to fix that? We had people asking up here yesterday, the recurring thing, what's the one thing? What's the hack? What's the secret? What's the tip? I want that too. But the reality is that there's no secret. There's no one tip. There's no magic pill. It's a series of things that you do consistently every single day to get you to the goal that you want to achieve. Does that make sense? And so what I want to do right here is just real quickly, I want to show you an app, but more important, I want to talk about the emails and how you could do that and give you some ideas, okay? I hope to have time to templatize all these, but I did not because, I mean, I got up at 4:30 in the morning anyway to prepare it, but yeah, it was just running out. But the thing that I like to use, or the system that I like to use for marketing automation, and let me give you some context of what that means. You have a website, and you say, hey, join my newsletter, which is not a good call to action, but let's just say that it was. Join my newsletter, get information, get tips, how-tos, and all that sort of thing. Let me sell you, please. You get a name, and you get an email address, right? So where does that go? Well, that email address and that name now feeds into what we're talking about right here, okay? A CRM, it would be more of a marketing platform, right? We've all done this. Everybody's entered their email and their name, right? I know that you have because you're here. That's the only way. I didn't meet you in the supermarket. We talk about this. So you entered your name, you entered an email, and now you get an email from them, right? So what happens is that is basically put to this database, and the one that I like, and I'm not getting paid or anything on this, but the one that I like and the one that we use for the very first year in existence at bookkeepers.com is AWeber. Now, Perry mentioned MailChimp. It's great. I think I started with AWeber, and I probably just have some sort of emotional attachment to them because I really didn't like going off of them, but we just kind of got more complicated and needed more stuff. But you can get AWeber for about $200 a year. They have a free plan, but like everything else, they're going to brand it and all that sort of thing. But it's about $200 a year to be on there, and I think they have a monthly plan too where it's like $20 or something like that. But what happens is that when I or your prospect enters their name and their email, it goes into here. Now, think of this like a big Excel spreadsheet, right, which would have names and email addresses. But we don't want to just capture the email and the name and not do anything with it, right? Now we want to follow up with them. We want to send them emails. We want to be in front of them. But the thing is that we don't need to be in front of them every single day. We don't need to even be in front of them every single week. We could initially. And so With 20 touch points, I want to give you 20 different email ideas that you can do, okay? I'm just going to give you the top line. I wish I had time to templatize these. I'll try if I can. But I want to give you 20 ideas of emails that you can send out. Okay, we're going to go through these. And then I'll come back into AWeber finally and show you just a couple of the capabilities that it has. And I'll share this document right here. Let me make this, let me increase this real quick. Can everybody see that okay? Okay. All right. So the purpose of the follow-up campaign that you have, that you're putting together, is to talk with your prospects, to not talk at your prospects. All right, we're all, do you understand what I mean? It's like, if you're not sitting down at a table and I'm doing all the talking, I'm talking at you. And you're like, would you shut up? I'd like to talk. So remember we talk about in communications, if you're at a networking event, you want to talk about 80-90% of the time. Same rule applies here in email. And open-ended questions are really, really good. But let's say that somebody, let's say you have a lead magnet, let's say that you have a web form, let's say that you have this on your business card, and I think you should have it in every modality, right? You should say, hey, go get my lead magnet. That's a conversation for a different day. Go get my lead magnet. Go get my checklist. Go get my something that's easy to consume that cures a pain that they have, right? So here's just the different emails. So the number one email that you want to send out is a welcome email, okay? So let's say that you met somebody at a networking event, on or offline. You're like, hey, I'd like to stay in touch with you. What's your name and email? Okay, it doesn't have to be something cold where they enter it. You could just ask for it, right? Hey, is it okay if I follow up with you? Absolutely. Now you can enter them into the database. You can enter them into AWeber. You can enter them into MailChimp, whatever system that you want to use. Okay, you can be you can hand somebody a business card in the supermarket and it says, join my email list here. Again, not a good call to action, but I'm just trying to give you the premise right here, right? Getting people to sign up so that you can stay in front of them, you can stay top of mind. But the welcome email is pretty simple, right? It's like, hey, thanks for joining my family. Glad you're here. I'm going to keep set expectations. So, hey, I like to send out an email once a week. I like to send out an email periodically, whatever the case may be, with helpful information about whatever that they're concerned about. This comes back to knowing what the pains that they are, what they have, knowing what gains they want, you know, knowing what jobs that they have in their business, in their life, that suck the life out of them, that you can help them with. But setting expectations is very important, right? Hey, I'm going to spam you every other day with offers. Okay, great. You set the expectations. And then finally, you want to ask a question, an open-ended question. Okay? If we were sitting at dinner, right, and I was talking and talking and talking, and finally, you know, after you say shut up, and then I go on and I finally figure out how to communicate, I'm going to ask you an open-ended question. I ask some of you, hey, so where are you from? Right? Oh, now you're going to talk to me right there. Maybe I'm not going to ask where you're from right here, but I'm going to ask something relevant to the conversation, right? So what's your biggest pain point with your bookkeeping process? What's your biggest frustration with your bookkeeping process? How's business going? Just ask some sort of engaging question, because what you want them to do is to reply. Because now you've taken it from some sort of automation to human to human. It's not about the automation here. It is about the communication. It's about a two-way dialogue between you and your prospect. And you say, that's not scalable. Absolutely, it's not scalable. But damn, I do that all day long, communicating with prospective clients, right? That is high-value activity. That's $1,000 an hour type of work, because you're doing this sort of thing. It doesn't take a long time. But ask a question, and you can refine this. What's a great way to get a question that they would reply to from your prospects, from your clients? But asking, hey, what's the biggest, I think that's one of the greatest things. So tell me, what's your biggest pain point with your bookkeeping or with your business or with your finances? What's your biggest struggle right now? Yeah, and so that's going to be eye-opening. Remember we talked about keeping that catalog of questions? This is content. Well, guess what? This is another place in which you can get it. Because people, if they're worthy, they'll tell you. Now, they may not tell you on this welcome email. Okay, they may tell you down the road. So let me go through the other emails that you would send. Now, this is not a linear. I know that I have them numbered. I just wanted to tell you that there's 20 of them that you can use. And again, I'll share this document. But the welcome email. Informational email. Okay? So what do they want information about? They do not want information about how to reconcile QuickBooks. Okay? They don't want to know how to set up a vendor. They don't want to know how to connect Venmo through Stripe to the sun, back to the moon, and beam it up to Scotty. They don't want to know about that, right? Very few of them. They want to know how to alleviate the pain that they have. They want to know how to get the gain that they want, but some sort of informational thing. And don't think that this has to be, hey, I just discovered how to make fire, right? It could be some simple thing like, hey, have you ever tried to use, this is great with if you have a niche, right? Hey, have you ever heard about Zapier? You know, you could connect Dentrix with this lab automatically, and it takes away this pain process. Are you kidding me? I didn't even know that that was in existence. Well, I do, because I'm great. You should hire me. But just some sort of piece of information. Again, don't think that you're giving away some sort of trade secret. By the way, the internet, you can find out any information, all right? Any information. Information is bleh, it's everywhere. Jane was talking about that. What, you know, she said knowledge was doubling at, you know, something about every 12 hours or something. I was like, I don't know if it's knowledge, it's bullshit, but but some sort of informational email. One that we're just starting to try right here is number 3. Only certain percentage of people get this email right. So, for example, in ours we're using, hey, only a third of people get this right. According to the Wall Street Journal, how many millennials have a side hustle? 10%, 25%, or 50%? And you put that into kind of a clickable thing. Let me just show you what I'm talking about right here, because my friend Perry sent one of these out through this right here. One of these ancient weapons has recently become a staple for modern military, Marines, Navy, and first responders. Can you guess which one? Bayonet, combat knife, tactical axe, or bow and arrow? Click the above to reveal the answer. Now, you won't get cutesy like this, but, you know, there could be something in there. Like, what's the typical profit margin for a dental practice? 17%, 21%, 45%? Oh, I want to know that, right? Is that relevant? Is that useful information? Has anybody told them that ever? Just an idea for an email right here. And then if they click that, it could take them to a blog post that talks about that. Right? Don't try to be cutesy with this, and don't send them from here over to an offer for a book or something. Make it relevant. But that's something wicked smart, because you've just given them a piece of information and you just got them to engage, right? You may not even make it a clickable link. You say, hey, if you want to find out the answer, give me a call. I'd like to talk to you with you about it. That's an option, right? You don't have to create these things as all links and all that. But that's something, and we just started trying that, but I thought that was pretty darn smart right there. How-to emails. How-to is one of the most powerful leaders to a headline or to a subject line of an email. And by the way, when you're doing your subject lines and emails, that's basically a headline, right? That's basically a headline. So the purpose of the subject line is to get people to open the email. The purpose of the email is to get people to click or get people to reply. And the biggest thing that you want to do if you're ever optimizing is to optimize for the reply, right? Not optimize for the open rate. So you want to get to people, again, to engage. If they don't click reply, they're not engaging, okay? They're not engaging in a two-way dialogue. If you're sending them to a blog post, that's the same thing, right? You're getting them to engage. You're getting them to click right there. But how to? Oh, Ben, I don't know what to write about. Well, what are your clients asking, right? Like, how to take your dental practice from 17% to 45% in 12 months? Do you think a dentist would be interested in that? Better yet, I wouldn't even use that. How to make double what you're making right now without doing anything else in your dental practice. Again, I'm just noodling here, right? But how-to stuff. People love how-to stuff. I'm going to go quickly through this because I'm run out of time. Recommendation email. This could be an app. This could be a book. This could be a video. This could be some sort of other resource. It could be a connection. It could be an individual. It could be a company. But hey, this is something that I recommend. Now, they're not your client, right? So how they're booking for professional, their accountant, are they giving them recommendations out of the blue? How many people think that your clients, your prospects, are getting just tips out of the blue from their accountant and their bookkeeper just left and right? About 0.0%. I've rounded. FAQ emails, right? Hey, here's a question that I get a lot from dental professionals. Can I ride off my speedboat? Right? Absolutely you can. And also go to jail. FAQs, keeping up with those. And this, you don't just have to have one FAQ. Feature, if you have 20 FAQs, you've got 20 emails, right? I wouldn't just send out the list all at the same time. FAQ, email, email, email. Another FAQ, email, 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 email. Gives you fodder. But again, don't just put that in there. Ask a question. Get them to engage with you. FAQ emails. Live class announcement. If you're going to do some sort of training, if you're going to do some sort of web class, don't call it a webinar. Call it a live class, a live training. I like to call it a live class, right? If you're going to do something like, hey, in this class right here, we're going to talk about the three steps to double your dental profit practice, profits, right? And you could do something like that. I know a lot of you don't do that, but again, this is just an idea. Resource announcement. Hey, I just created this calculator. Calculators work great. If you're looking for some content on your site, like how much, here's a great thing. How much is your bookkeeping business worth? If I put a calculator up there right now and ask a few questions and figure it out, is it a service, is it a business, how much is this worth? If I put that out there, how much is your bookkeeping business worth, I guarantee you that I'd probably get a 60% open rate and probably a 40% of you would click through to find that out, which is astronomical numbers, right? Because it's applicable to you, you want to know the answer to that. It's curiosity based. So that could be a resource. You could do a blog post. Hey, I just wrote this blog post about XYZ. How to do XYZ. Hard close. Now, when I say hard close, that means, hey, would you like to have an appointment? Would you like to have a consult? Reply. Let me know. Don't send them to your Calendly link. Okay? Not here. Once you engage in a dialogue with them and start talking with them via email or text or phone call, then send them to your Calendly link. Don't say, hey, would you like to set up an appointment? Click this Calendly link, which is really cold. That means that I'm too busy to take your freaking call to schedule an appointment. Thank you very much. Signed, Justin. Right? Don't do that. I didn't mean Justin Boynton. I just, Justin, that's the first name that came to head. Tax deadline reminders. Oh, my gosh. Hey, reminder, the tax deadline is, you know, maybe it's not April 15th, but the Q2 estimate is due on June 15th. Do you think their tax preparer is sending them that? No. Is their accountant telling them that? No. They gave them the coupons and said, here, good luck. Remember to do that. That's it. But you're doing it. You're like, holy crap. I was going to forget doing that, and she just saved me $1,000 in potential penalties. Not too bad. There's always a tax deadline, right? Always a tax deadline. Matter of fact, you can go on the IRS's website. You can go on the Canadian What's the Canadian equivalent of the IRS? But anyway, you can go on theirs, and it has it all day long, right? They have a calendar of them each year that they publish. Tax news. Hey, did you just read the new tax law that was enacted? There's always a new tax law enacted. There's always a new regulation. There's always a new revenue procedure. I know that most of us are not tax professionals, but it relates to their business, and it doesn't take too much information. You can go to the IRS's newsroom and get, that's your fodder right there, right? That's something that's relevant to them. The question could be, do you hate the IRS? Niche-specific news. Hey, did you hear that Aspen Dental is buying up practices left and right? Are you going to be victim to them? That's a little scarcity, right? I mean, that's a little scare tactic, but I wouldn't do that. But, you know, hey, I just read this article. Forward an article. It doesn't have to be your article. News hacker, something that's just happening in the news. Like, hey, we just read that, let's just say, kind of going in news on tax legislation, we just read that this has been proposed. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? It's a very powerful thing. What I believe, what we believe, kind of sharing your values, a testimonial email or emails. Hey, here's what Sally dentist said. Here's what Dr. Sally said about my services. All right, a third-party testimonial right there. Again, very powerful if you're in a niche. Did you know type of emails, right? Top 10 blank for niche, right? The top 10 apps for bookkeeping professionals, right? The top 10 apps for saving time for bookkeeping professionals. Example right there. Is everything okay? Kind of this is toward the end right here. Is everything okay? I hadn't heard from you. You hadn't replied to me. Are we still dating? Are we going to go out next week? Whatever the case may be. And then finally, have you given up on... I love this one. I learned this just a couple months ago from Chris Voss, who's Never Split the Difference. Never Split the Difference, but have you given up on? Nobody wants to say yes to that. Have you given up on getting your books in order? Yes, I have. I don't ever want my books in order. I want them to be a piece of crap everywhere. Okay, good. You've given up. So have you given up on? That's kind of a last-ditch effort right here. But what I just want to do is to kind of introduce you to some potential emails that you can be sending out. And I want to do a little bit more on this, but I've run out of time. AWeber, let me just go here 2 minutes. You can sign up for free, which is what I did this morning, zero dark 30. And you can go in here and you can create a campaign. I just want to show you here real quick what you do, what I mean by campaign. So you can basically say, all right, here's a nurture campaign, which is what we're talking about here, those 20 contacts. So here's somebody, a new subscriber comes in, right? A new subscriber, you can enter them manually, it can come through your website, but there's some way that a subscriber has come in. I don't like the word subscriber, but let's just pretend and use their vernacular, a subscriber. That means that this right here, a message goes out. Now you could put a time delay in there. You say, hey, you know what, when somebody subscribes, I want to wait 4 minutes. Save. Well, I mean, just, you know, be right after that. I want to wait 4 minutes, and then I want to see this. I want to send that welcome email. Hey, welcome to the Sparkle Bookkeeping Tribe. Glad you're here. All right? And then wait another day. Well, but let's say, hey, I want to send it out every week, right? So I want to say that out 1 week right there. And I can customize all this. And then I can go into these right here, and I can customize the emails. And they go out, right? Now, it does take a little bit of time to go through and do all of this, okay? It's not just as simple, but literally, you could sit down and get your first campaign and first email. And by the way, don't think that you have to have all 20. You just have to stay 1 week ahead. If you're sending out one email a week, all you got to do is stay 1 week ahead. Add another email next week. Add another email the next week. Add another email until you get done with them. You can set this up and probably, with even writing the first email in about 30 minutes, and now have your autoresponder. You can do this through MailChimp. There's other ones that are out there, MailChimp and AWeber. I like AWeber just because probably nostalgia, and also I find it easier. You may find MailChimp, you may ask other people what they use, but both of them are very, very powerful.